Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
And then the last slide that we didn't get to last night is making sure that you master the art of storytelling. All righty? So storytelling is key. Our whole lives are based on stories, right? Think about your arch enemy. They're your arch enemy because what? There's a story behind there. Your best friend is your best friend. How many stories do you have about your best friend? right? Everything we do, the movies we watch, the brands we buy, even down to the cereal that we eat, you know, things that we like are usually mostly all based around the story. Remember I told y'all the brain loves stories, okay? The things that we remember about our friends and loved ones is surrounded by that story. Everything you do is telling a story, right? So you want to make sure that you tell the story and no one else gets to create it. You get to create the narrative, right? So think about, you know, the way we tell our stories is how we dress. You know, the type of content that we're sharing online helps tell the story about us. How are you speaking to people, right? How are you speaking to the people online, in person? And then think about how long is your story? How long is your actual personal story? The one that that you wrote, your bio, right? That you can give in the elevator pitch, okay? Think about that. Is it long? Is it short, right? And so you want to think about your personal appearance, your style. What is the story that you want to create? You don't have to go out and be fake, but what is it that you want to say through your personal appearance, your style, the clothing you wear, the content you create? You want to have a similar storyline that you build up so that, you know, when people think about you, it's going to be top of the mind awareness, right? We know Oprah's story, right? For her childhood, how she was brought up. Mary J. Blige. Okay, I hate to say this, y'all, but I'm going to say, I'm gonna be open and honest. Don't judge me, okay? I am not a huge fan of Mary J. Blige. But I love Mary J. Blige. I will go support her and see her concert because of her story. And that's how profound your story can be. Her story, just what she's going through is her story is what really brings people in, and it touches people's hearts and souls. And she just gives you a drop of her story. And there are people who say, I love you, man, won't put nothing in the offering plate. Now come through, say something. Exactly. Yeah, because she came down here for the rodeo in Houston. Y'all know that's big. And I went to go see her. So, and I still have, you know, the 411, back in the day, I still will support. I ain't about keeping nobody down, okay? All right, so you think about how many times have you heard Lil Wayne say, he's the greatest rapper alive. He's the greatest rapper alive. He been saying he the greatest rapper alive for what? 10, 20 years? 20 years, he done been around for a long time, okay? Whether he is or not, it doesn't matter. He's building a story, right? He's building a story. And so what was it? I don't know. I have some donuts yesterday and it said America's favorite donuts. Says who? Says them. Okay. So you can have the best credit repair service, be the best doctor, whatever it is, you get to tell the story when you're online. Okay. Whatever you do, you want to tell a story about why you are the best. Okay. Think about if you had a meal prep service, why you're the best meal prep service, why you're the best esthetician, why are you the best real estate broker, okay? Or the best car salesman, or best car detailing service, or the best business coach, all right? You build a story so repetitive, we're gonna keep it basically the same so that you make it easy for others to go out there and tell the story for you. So anybody who knows me, especially you now, know I'm big on boundaries. Like, I will say no. Like, you know how Kevin Hart says pineapples? Mine is no, okay? Yeah, no. When I get into that uncomfortable, like, you're invading my personal space, you're invading my boundary. So, because I had to let go of a 15-year relationship that was a friendship that was toxic, okay? Then I had my year of no. That was 2019. That's what led me onto the journey to looking at my finances and just getting my whole life together, because I kept inviting toxic people in my life. And I had to figure out why am I continuing to attract these people? That's what led me to writing my book called Find Your Spark, right? And so then I just started building from there, taking my classes, just really like, and I just said, told myself, I'm not going to be a victim. So part of those little dibbles and dabbles, all of those big key things for me are boundaries, saying no, you know, uninviting people, having an important circle, all of that is what defines my personal story. Okay. And I repeat most of that stuff over and over and over. So that way people will know. Okay. All right. So with that said, what is your story? All right. What is your story? So this is what we're going to do, hopefully. And you can read it, y'all. Y'all can read it. Go back to week one, week two, where you were writing down your personal story. All right. You can read it. Or if you even haven't thought of it, say something. Okay. We're going to share who we are. All right. And what we do. We're going to share our personal story that you plan on repeating, right, in your breakout room. And then you're going to share your social media in the chat of your breakout room. So that way we can make sure that we follow each other and that we support each other. All right. Oh, definitely, definitely. All right. So we have, okay, we got 55 people. Also, ooh, that is, I would like to say, let's do three. Three is a great number, and we'll give us about 10 minutes. So that means each person gets 3 minutes to talk. And if you finish early, you know, feel free to, you know, whatever it leads to, right? So we're going to get 10 minutes. 3 minutes for each person to talk. The person with the youngest person will start first. So whoever's the youngest. Like, oh man, you got to tell my age. Or if you go with the shortest hair, either one you want to. Okay. The person who has the shortest hair or the person who is the youngest, whatever y'all want to share. All right. Everybody got that? Put a one in the chat if you understand the directions. Right. Remember, this is the time to practice your personal story. It's okay. You don't have to have it all together. Just practice it. Okay. And I'm coming in too. I'm coming in. All right. I think we are ready, Magda.
Yes. You should have all received invitations to go into the rooms. So they should already see those. I see some have joined already.